This is Agriculture. My name is Sean Brown. Episode number 2 is here. We're talking today about tractor and agriculture, Macamory Agriculture. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Compact tractors are, as the name suggests, small, highly motorized tractors that can help with the basic functions of a farm. They can work in a confined space where a traditional tractor does not fit and are ideal for small farms with limited space and resources. A wheel tractor is an all-purpose tractor that helps you get the most out of your machinery, such as weed control, weeding, and other basic agricultural tasks. Commercial tractors can be equipped for agriculture, material transport and tool hauling and meet a wide range of requirements. Agricultural implements can be mounted on or behind the tractor, or they can also serve as a source of energy when the machine is mechanized. The term tractor is most commonly used for a vehicle used on a farm, but also for pulling or pushing agricultural machinery and trailers. The most powerful tractors are used to pull tree stumps, remove and plow brooms, and to plant, care for and harvest crops for uncultivated or fallow land. In combination with suitable equipment, an agricultural all-purpose tractor is used for cultivation, harvesting and cultivation of crops such as maize, soybeans, cotton, wheat, rice, oats and wheat. For planting, care and harvesting of the plants, the use of a variety of agricultural machinery is required, from tractor trailers, to plows, rakes, wheelbarrows and other implements. Crop tractors are made from a variety of different types of equipment, such as hoes, hauling, dusting, harvesting, planting and harvesting. A special feature of the inline harvesting tractor is its ability to operate both intermediate and inline harvesting and to operate tools, mounted equipment. The tractor can consist of two or more tractors, trailers, one for planting, the other for harvesting. Although attachments for tractors are not an option, they can do land sorting, digging, lifting, moving and digging of heavy or bulky items, and even land sorting for you. It is important to note that not all farms require attachments and that their need for specialized equipment will vary depending on the local environment and the farming methods you use. Small businesses will need more equipment than the ones listed above, but they are the most important types. There are a number of different types of attachments for tractors and other agricultural implements, so I will summarize the most important. Modern farmers have various activities they do annually, such as plants, harvesting, and other activities. Determining which types of agricultural machinery you need to make your operation more efficient is frustrating. New farmers in particular may be wondering what the different types of agricultural machinery are and how they work together to meet the different types of farms and equipment. There are agricultural machines that also need a towing vehicle for movement, such as tractors, trucks, and built-in mechanics. The second group are agricultural machinery moved and driven by a tractor. There are machines for turning and sweeping hay, for example, or cucumber harvesters, which are used for manual harvesting of low-growing plants such as cucumbers and strawberries. These include tractors for spreading slurry and for processing slurry and other agricultural products such as fertilizer. While the above tools are the most common tools for tractors, there are others that are commonly used in agriculture and related applications. Tractor wagons and trailers vary greatly in size and many farms require several types to cope with the various tasks of daily farm operations. These trailers are often equipped for the transport of agricultural equipment and small vehicle attachments. The sprayer can be used to spray pesticides, fertilizers, and other substances over a large area. Land used for agricultural activities is defined as agricultural land in the context of land use planning. The main contribution of agriculture in the last century was the development of tractors and other gas-powered agricultural implements. The tractor allows farmers to sow and harvest large areas of agricultural land with less manpower. Globally, developments in mechanized agriculture have contributed to an increase in agricultural productivity and a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture. In modern times, powered machinery such as tractors have replaced many jobs formerly held by people in agriculture and other fields such as mining and mining. Over the next decade, agriculture as we know it will be revolutionized by the development of self-driving tractors and robots that can take on the time-consuming tasks that humans do today. Experts say the first wave of autonomous technology in the US and Canada will go mainly to small and medium-sized farms. Sales of large agricultural machinery are in a prolonged downturn, but the need to control agricultural costs and increase production will eventually prompt farmers to use autonomous technologies. This is all for today, guys. My name is Sean and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Agriculture and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.